You are the man now. Dog, 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 you are the man now. Dog.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Man Dog Pod. My name is Ryan Rosenberg, and I am sitting here with the beautiful, the lovely, the tall Daniel Lippert. Hey, Dan.
Hi, Ryan. Thank you for that very sexual intro.
It was very sexual. It could have leaned sexual. I don't know if it was explicit, but
yeah, I don't even know if it was sexual. That was just the first word that came out. Sometimes you just talk.
And so I guess you're feeling sexual.
Well, I know what was going to happen is you said something and I thought you were going to say voluptuous. So then I was going to introduce you as voluptuous, which I still could.
You could. I don't know if I would love it, but
you don't like to be voluptuous.
Well, I don't like anything that implies how curvy I am. Curves are not my favorite of my many talents.
Mm-hmm. There was a point in the pandemic where we were gambling on basketball games with like 8 other people, very low amounts, and I was putting the bets in, and I got the nickname Big Curvy Bookie.
Yeah, we love our Curvy Bookie. Yeah,
when did I become curvy?
I think it was at the same time that I Love My Curvy Girlfriend came out. That Instagram post where he was like, you know what? I love my curvy girlfriend. And, you know, and everybody just roasted his ass. And so then I think we just loved you so much that we loved our curvy bookie. All that gambling was above board. It was legal, folks. Do not send us to prison.
Don't send us to prison. Honestly, if the government wanted to come for the money, it would be great because it would all be a write-off of money that I did not currently have anymore.
If they come for your money, no matter what, it goes back to zero, right? From whichever direction it was, because I'm in the negative.
Right.
I would take a wipe.
Yeah, I would take a... Well, I'd take a wipe. And I'd take a wipe.
Okay, so you have to go to the bathroom?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, it's hot out.
Yeah, yeah.
Look, Ryan... We're going to get into this episode. It's going to be a little two-man comedy, but I feel like I need to publicly let everyone know I'm in your home right now.
We have to share news.
That's the news.
The news is Dan is in my place, and I'm at my girlfriend's place, and we're both kind of on visitor territory.
We're on visitor territory.
Or at least away from home.
We're AWH. No, AFH. AWOL. We're AWOL. We're AWOL. And I feel like it needs to be sung from the mountains what you've done for me. Because
what a sweet man.
I got COVID last week, and you said, hey, you live with two people. I know you're miserable in your little bedroom. Why don't you stay in my place and isolate for a week?
Well, I ran on how miserable you were. I said, I know how sad you are. I know you're miserable.
Well, so did I. I was running. You got to milk how miserable you are when you're sick.
The misery milking is wonderful. Yes.
Yes. And so you were like, you know, come on over, stay in the place. Your place rules. I've had the best week of my life, this COVID.
I'll tell you what, I'm really happy for you. I was happy to help. You know what I mean? It was really kismet. You know, I was going down to see my family. I was going to be gone a couple days. And I have a very fortunate situation. My girlfriend's got a lovely house that I stay at often anyway. So I figured, hey, I'll pack a bag, give my friend some space to put his gosh darn huge feet up.
They're big. And they're even bigger with COVID. One of my side effects is huge feet.
Now, which is a kind of welcome side effect.
Oh, yeah. You tell me.
Oh, my God. Watch the video, folks. Luckily, we are not in high def on Dan's camera because he just showed you full frontal footity.
Full. That's full FFF. I mean, that's X-rated. Oh, my God. It's F-rated.
And it is Fall Friday, so it's full frontal footity Fall Friday. Yeah, so tell your friends.
Follow the podcast if you want to see full foot.
It's nice to see you, man. We've been texting, but we haven't really been talking because I figured, you know, you were just sort of on the mend.
When I'm on the mend, I don't love to talk a lot, so that's a good assumption. It's just
I
like
want support
exhausting.
Coming in, but I can't really interact with it. Does that make sense?
100%.
That's where I am. You want it. You don't want to be alone, but you don't want to have to do any work. Yeah. How I feel.
Yeah. Because a lot of it becomes, you feel either a little crazy. Like for me, it was pretty bad. The first 3 days of COVID were like pretty fucking miserable. Not a mild cold like the old fake news internet has said.
Right. A little scary too, because you're like, how is it going to get worse?
Yeah. What stage am I in here? So, you don't, but when people ask you, like if you, someone called and asked me, I wouldn't, when you say the actual truth, you feel almost like a drama queen. You feel crazy. But also you don't want to try to make them feel like, so my instincts kick in of like, I want to make people not worry. So then there's that extra element of like taking care of someone else. And like you said, it's exhausting.
Yes.
But
well, I'm glad you're doing better. I mean, you seem to me like a faker. I don't want to say it, but to me, it seems like you were just looking for a staycation, and I'm happy that you got it. But you know, whenever you want to tell us what's really going on, you let me know.
You never saw me with COVID, did you?
Not technically, no. No, I did see you come over to my house with a big boombox and a large hat. I don't know what kind of partying you've been doing at my house.
You came by today and there was beer bottles everywhere, 40s.
Stuff you'd never done.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It's been real. Thanks again.
Well, I'm really happy that you're comfy and, you know, that's it. That's the end of it.
Thank you. I can't wait to be like 2 days out of this. No longer positive.
Yeah.
And feeling very productive for like 3 days. Did you have that?
Oh my God. Yes. I've been on I go in real peaks and valleys. I was in a real anti-productivity because while I was here over at Aaron's, I'm just like sitting on the couch next to her and I don't want to do any work when we're together. Like it's hard for me to work when I'm with my partner. I just kind of want to hang out and be couple-y or whatever.
Right.
But I can't just not work for a whole week, you know? So I started yesterday and today just sort of kind of manically working on like everything that came to my mind. I would like do 20 minutes on this and then bounce to the next thing and the next thing. And I actually got a lot of shit done. So I feel good.
Great. I'm excited to be there. And when I'm a couple weeks out of this, we've got a 2 month window where we've both had COVID. We're both boosted. I think it's Vegas.
Uh-huh. I was going to say a big booty club.
Oh, yeah. What are those again?
Because we haven't been in a little while.
Well, yeah, it's been a while since we've been into a big booty club.
Well, when Dan and I show up, two men above 6 foot in glasses show up to a big booty club alone, it's a sight to see. It's a real sight to see. Just hearing that booty bass bump.
Yeah.
And neither of us really that comfortable in our body to dance.
No.
And both just sort of wearing writer's clothes. And sweating already.
Sweating right away and maybe doing a little bit with a friend and then getting out of there.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Well, folks, today we are doing a little bit of comedy. We're not just chatting, but we figured we would fire up with the chat. Thank you all so much for the support. You're already on the Patreon Man Dog pod, patreon.com/you'retheman now dog. But, you know, tell a friend. We got a live show coming up. Hopefully, if we hit our goal of $4,500 a month, we've been seeing a lot of extremely generous patrons kicking us a little extra, and we really appreciate your asses. So tell a bud and get their asses in here.
Yeah, if you tell your buds to get their asses in here and get into the big booty club that is the Man Dog Patreon.
That was tight, dude.
It wasn't me.
Should I come in the camera?
But yeah, let's do a little. We're gonna do a little improv scene here. Yeah. So let's maybe. Hey, maybe we'll throw in a little sound effect like a whoosh or Casey saying dog.
Whoosh.
Whoosh.
And here comes the comedy scene.
Hi, hello?
Yes, hi, what can I do for you?
Hi, this is Basil, B-A-S-I-L, and last name is Shoyman, S-H-O-Y-M-A-N.
I just want to say before we go any further, I don't do prank calls. I've been getting pranked a lot lately, and I do not do prank calls. So if that's what this is, Basil, I have to hang up because I can't take another one.
No, why does everyone think that when I'm calling them?
All right,
no,
I apologize. No. What's up, Basil? Basil, what was your last name?
Schoiman.
Schoiman. Basil Schoiman.
As in Schoiman. H as in the second letter of Schoiman. O what as can we in do you for? Oi. Okay, you got it?
Yeah, all I think right. So.
Well, I'm calling because I've been seeing your commercials for the Oculus Quest metaverse. Mm-hmm. And the commercials, I'm sure you're familiar with them. Your company makes them, but they read tweets on the commercials like, X person says, oh, VR is just video games. What about hanging out in the space station, idiot? You know those commercials?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of skeptics out there to the new technology, so we just want to show them that there's not the limits that they think are there.
Well, I'd like to point you in the direction of some of my tweets and maybe see if I could be featured in one of your commercials. I've been tweeting at Facebook, at Zuckerberg, at VR. Mm-hmm. And stuff like that, because
at VR,
yeah. Well, yeah. Well, at VR, yes, exactly.
Okay.
I'm hoping my Twitter handle at Basil Schoiman. That's the ampersand symbol, and then BASIL_S, and this is where it changes H0 because the name was taken YM. A-N, that's my handle.
Basil Schoiman was taken. Wow. Well, you know, you learn something every day. Well, that's great. And what would you like your tweet to? Do you want to go over them now, or do you just want me to check them out?
I'm making sure that I do have the right person. Which department am I speaking with over at Facebook, Oculus, Quest, Meta?
You're speaking with customer service. So typically we help folks with the actual Oculus unit, if they're having trouble or if they fall down the stairs and they can't get up or figure out how to take them off, or if they accidentally burn their hand and don't realize that they burned it in real life, we tell them how to take it off.
Oh.
A lot of it is about how immersive the experience is and things happening to people in real life that they don't know is really happening to their human bodies.
That's really scary that could happen. I mean, that's...
Well, it's... some people say it's scary. Some people say it is incredibly immersive.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. To me, it's... Yeah, it's... I mean, immersive is scary because what if... I don't know. What if it...
That's right.
Yeah, what would be an example? You're fighting a dragon or something like that. And you stab your wife, Rachel, or something.
Well, yeah, you definitely don't want to hold a knife while you play these games. You don't want to stab anybody.
Well, yeah.
And it's virtual reality. So that's the big distinction point. And a lot of people get lost. You know, they get plugged in and they can't unplug.
Scary. What was your name?
My name is Oregano Jones. Oregano Jones.
Any relation to osmosis?
No. I mean, Jones is a pretty popular name. but I hear what you mean.
Can I ask you?
Interesting first name, simple last name.
Did you try to be in the commercial with all the Joneses? That was Tommy Lee Jones. It was Leslie Jones. And then they couldn't think of a third Jones, so they bring out the Jones brother. And it could have easily been you, Osmosis, Oregano.
Well, my name's Oregano, but yeah, if I was maybe a little bit at all of a famous figure, then maybe that would have worked. And I did get frustrated by that because surely there are more famous Joneses. My first instinct was, of course, Chipper Jones.
Yes.
But then, you know, he ended up being bad. So
is that true? David Justice, what a dugout.
Well, I think most of those 90s baseball guys weren't great.
Yeah. What a surprise.
I don't think the media was around and they didn't really have many accountability.
That's too bad.
Pieces.
I'll tell you, if Bobby Cox wasn't a good guy, I don't know, man. I'd lose faith. I'd lose faith.
Well, we always have John Kruk to rely on. We always love Kruk, and he's a good example for us. So.
Oh, my gosh. That guy.
Well, did you want me to pass some of your tweets up the chain? What kind of thing? I know you said you were really excited about how we sort of make fun of people in the commercials. Are you looking to get made fun of, or are you just looking to sort of expose your own Twitter? What's the...
Well, I'd like to expose my Twitter. I'd like to get made fun of, because then it could start a little bit of a war with this big time company. And that's kind of what I do. I got into it with Wendy's. I don't know if you knew this, but I tweeted at the Wendy's account. Square burgers taste like cardboard. Yeah, go ahead.
Square burgers taste like cardboard.
Yeah.
How'd that go? Did you get a lot of interaction?
Yeah, no. But they did reply to it. And they said,
well, that's
nice,
good.
Nice try, Basil. I said, I'd like to put some, basil on your sandwiches.
Wow. That's, and what do you mean by that?
Because they're so flavorless.
I thought you meant some of yourself. Like, give them a piece of your mind, or maybe you spit on them, or
shoot. Okay. Well, that's only 8 months old. I might bring that one back to life right now and just get that in there and see.
Yeah. I mean, I'll tell you what. This is one of the nicer calls I've had all week. You know, it's usually people who are walking into a wood chipper or falling off of a ledge or going skydiving and forgetting they don't have a parachute. It's usually really harrowing, and it's so nice to just sort of talk to a kook, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, same here. I mean, you're crazy so far. And it's nice to just, you know, I feel like...
I obviously bond with the fact that both of our first names are herbs.
Well, not just herbs, but herbs that you would have in an Italiano meal.
Right. Of course, not just herbs, Italian herbs, which is better. I know. And I don't know if you ever experienced this. I mean, you did with me, but growing up and having an Italian herb as your first name can be... sort of tough, you know, on the playground and stuff like that. And, you know, I don't know.
Go ahead. No, go ahead. I hear you because.
Well, they called me oregano friends.
Oh my gosh. That's not even herb related.
Oregano, nobody wants to hang out with you.
So they're more going off the no.
They totally missed the herb part.
Well, kids, kids, unless you're from a more sophisticated family, like obviously you and I are being named after such foreign herbs, kids don't really know about herbs. Full
of oil, beautiful oil in both of our herbs.
Yes, that's true.
Medicinal properties.
Medicinal, yeah. I think about you almost every day, it turns out, because I take, and I will in the future. Because I take a drop of oregano oil right under the nose.
Wow.
Yeah, every morning. Just to
clear me out.
And
you know, it's funny. I take a drop of oil of oregano, which is a little bit different.
Do you know what? I'm wondering if that's what I should have been doing.
Because you've been taking drops of oregano oil, right?
What aisle is yours in?
Homeopathics. What about you?
Food.
Yeah, I think you're in the wrong section. I think you're just eating Italian. But I'm sure it's still good for you. I mean, to me, it's oregano. Yes, please.
Yes.
Just have it. Just take oregano.
I love that. Do you use that a lot? Because it works perfectly with your name. And it's a good way to take back the name after so many people have said oregano to you.
Yes, I tried it millions of times, and unfortunately, it didn't really catch. Oregano stayed pretty strong, but oregano, yes. Well, it kind of got me more in trouble.
Oh, man. Can I ask you, oregano, yes? Can I call you that, or what do you want?
I think oregano is fine. Okay. I've come to terms with it. I enjoy the name.
Can I ask you, do you have an Oculus? What are we calling it now? Is it a Meta VR or an Oculus Quest?
Yes, it's an Oculus made by Meta, which used to be Facebook.
You don't call it Facebook? Where do you? I deleted my Facebook after some political. Well, I'm a political prisoner almost.
I've got to hear about this, Basil.
Well, I got into it with some different companies on Facebook trying to, improve my name on the Facebook marketplace. And through some circumstances vastly out of my control, I ended up owing a lot of money that I could not pay, promised in the Facebook marketplace to different services and peoples. And can I give you an example?
I'd love that.
I tried to make fun of a refrigerator that had come up in my feed for sale. It was a Maytag. I said this deserves a red tag, which is what they used to put on
clearance
houses. No, that's the confusion. They used to put it on houses in my college. If you got the cops called on you, you'd get red tagged. Do you have that?
Sell you for really cheap.
No, it's got nothing to do with price. It's a punishment. It's like getting a referral, but the cops gave them to college students. You get red tagged.
Right.
Did you have this? Where did you go to college, Regano?
Wow, thank you for assuming. I did not. I didn't go to college. I almost graduated high school, but then I decided better to just get a vocation.
That's great.
So I started working here at 16.
Wow, at 16, how old are you? I assumed you were an old man by now, but how old are you?
I'm 39. I'm 39, so I've been here almost since it started.
Yeah, what were the customer complaints 23 years ago, I wonder? Well, I know what mine were, but...
What's that?
It was right when they started it, when it was still to rate people's faces. And my complaints were that I was not getting any ratings one way or to other.
You weren't getting a lot of negative ratings. You just weren't getting rated at all.
Yeah. I'm just trying to get some sort of press on my look and my
yeah, existence. I mean, you don't want negative, but you want to feel seen in some way.
I was not enough information to make a rating on me, which to me...
And was the picture blurry or was it a close-up photo of your face? Or why was it not enough information?
No, the picture was giving enough information, but there was not enough information being received on my picture. Mm. People were skipping it or whatever, which is what, until I met my beautiful wife, Rachel, was happening to me on dating apps, is people would turn their app off when they got to my profile. They wouldn't swipe one way or the other. Mm-hmm. They would hope it would reset and not bring me back, I guess.
Right. Too painful to swipe no, I guess. Just wanted you to...
I think they were so worried that I was going to get so many no's, it would swipe me all the way off the app.
I was worried about that, too. I don't want them to know I swiped no. I just want them to think I didn't see their
profile. Yes. That's, I think, what people were doing to me. And so I would see people in public. I would get on the app near people. And I would, I would look over their shoulder or whatever, and I would see them not turn their app off when they got to me. And I would confront them. I'd say, what's wrong? Why won't you just tell me that you're interested or not?
So you kind of make them tell you no to your face.
Yeah.
How'd that feel?
No one would do it. No one will tell me how they feel about me one way or the other. I don't know what it is.
Well, you know what, Basil? I'll tell you what. I haven't seen you before, but I can hear you, and I can hear that you're a very nice man.
Thank you.
And I would love to escalate some of your tweets up to the bosses.
Oh, my gosh.
And see if we can get it in the next commercial. I mean, this campaign was really popular, and I feel like we're going to probably do another version. Was there a top one or top 10 favorite ones that you wanted me to pass along?
Yeah, it could go up to 30, 40, but yeah, we'll start with 1 to 10 and we'll go from there.
Okay.
And so, yeah, I'll just go to the first one. Okay. VR. No thanks. At signed, Scheumann, comma, Basil.
Okay, so signed last name and... No, thanks. See, I think the problem is with that one, you're just saying you don't like the product. And then we would have to say like, but it's good. I think you want to have a specific negative take.
Okay.
So that we can go like, oh, you thought VR was just this? Well, you can also do this.
Right.
You know what I mean? You want to sort of create a problem and then solve it with the technology. That's sort of what we're trying to do.
Right.
So what's one of the problems you have with VR?
Well, here's one. I'll read this one. At Meta, at Zuckerberg. You think I'm going to get a VR machine when James Cameron has created one of the most incredibly intense, realistic, yet beautifully fantastical worlds ever in, and then this is the next tweet, his worlds of Avatar and Avatar World now opening at Disney World, where I am now a
frequent flyer? Frequent flyer. Well, I find that the spirit in that one is really good. Uh-huh. The spirit is really good.
Yeah.
It's two tweets, and it might be tough to get into the commercial just because of the length. And again, I don't think we're directly competing with Avatar. I think it's more like in the commercial, it's like VR is boring. It's just walking around, you know, and then they say, nah, you can go to a space station, right?
Yeah.
I mean, the Avatar one is close. It's okay. Close, closer. Yeah.
I'll take it. I'll tweet one out right now based on what I've heard from you.
Okay.
Okay. At oregano.
If you're not ready, you don't have to tweet one right now.
I've got one.
We can still workshop some of these.
You know what keeps happening is I keep wanting your name to be Osmosis Jones because I was just watching it.
It's Oregano Jones. Yes. Oh, you were just watching Osmosis.
Yes. Well, I was watching it this morning, yes.
Okay. Well, yeah, it is evening now, so.
Yeah, so I wasn't just watching it before the call. But I was watching it today.
Thank you for clarifying.
And what a coincidence that I would meet you.
Someone whose first name also starts with an O.
You want to know what's even crazier? I never got to be cursed at by Orlando Jones in those 7-Up commercials.
You tried to be?
Uh-huh.
I don't know if that's crazy, but...
I think it's a crazy coincidence that Orlando Jones... Even though I was at the premiere of the movie Evolution starring Orlando Jones and David Duchovny, specifically to get his autograph and to have him tell me up yours, and I pissed him off and I was really annoying to him, and he never said up yours to me, and I didn't make the commercials. And now I'm talking to an Osmosis Jones.
Well, again, my name is Oregano, and I have nothing to do with Orlando Jones, who was in the 7-Up commercials darn near 2 decades ago now. But
wow, time flies.
I just love your spirit, Basil.
Thank you.
And I really think I am connected by the whole herb thing.
The herb thing. Well, can I?
Because when I say your name, it almost feels like, and this is a reach, but it almost feels like we're cousins.
Brothers or
brother, I was gonna say brothers, wow. But I thought it was a little too much. Cousins feels closer to right, but man, there's something to it.
Basil,
I feel like we probably had different yet similar circumstances growing up.
Can I ask what city you were born in?
Yes, I was born in Louisville, Kentucky.
Okay, wow.
Yeah.
So it would have to be cousins, because brother-wise, it wouldn't make sense that my mom and your mom could have been the same mom.
Yeah, they probably couldn't have procreated together.
Yeah, because I was born in Santa Fe, New
Good
Mexico.
For you. That's a peaceful life, I hear.
Not for me. It's pretty chaotic in the household.
I'm sorry, Base.
Yeah, but you know, we had our commercials, and we loved them.
Good.
Yeah.
I think everyone, you know, everybody thinks they need the best thing. You just need your thing, you know? And so I'm really glad that you had your commercials growing up to keep you warm and keep you engaged in this little thing we call life, you know?
That's something. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was your thing that you kept you alive and engaged?
Well, I just had a really loving family. And you know, I guess we had commercials, sure. My family was a big soccer family. We used to go to soccer tournaments together. My little brother played and I played, and my sister then also played after, and we'd go to lots of soccer tournaments, and then up through high school, we'd go to games and stuff. And I guess, yeah, sports and church. We had church. We would have Sunday dinners together and then usually Wednesday dinners.
Oh, two dinners a week with the family. And then the rest of it.
Well, more, but those ones were really mandatory. Those were like family dinners.
Tuesday night, if there's some good commercials on or something like that, you're sticking around the TV and maybe not eating with your family.
Yeah, or, you know, you're going to a friend's house, or if we're people running around from practices, it's okay.
Yeah.
But Wednesday and Sunday, we always did with the family.
Wow. That sounds a lot better. That sounds really nice.
Basil, you sound like you're doing great. Let's get one of these tweets on there. I really want to find one that works. Give me another one.
My friend Oregano just told me that a lot of people are so scared because they think they're actually burning their hands in VR. Why would I be so scared all the time when I can be majestically taken away to the Navi and the world?
Okay, so you're doing another Avatar one, but it's longer.
This is longer?
We just got to do one really succinct one. We just got to go, VR, ? What am I, a 12-year-old kid? What about something like that?
Oh, that's great. That's great.
You know, because you're an adult and you want VR, right? You want good VR. You probably, in my estimation, want Avatar in the VR goggles.
Yeah.
But to even feel like you're in there.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Whoa.
So that's not
Does
just
that happen
kids.
On
that's,
VR?
You know, I'm not really sure. I don't really know what Cameron's cooking up, but God, I mean, he's awesome, right? I bet.
I mean, I don't know what he's cooking up, but it's not even going to be what you could think of. That's the thing. There are more things on heaven and earth, dear Oregano, than we could ever dream up of. That James Cameron will be making.
There are more things on heaven and earth that we could ever dream up of that George Cameron will be making. I think you're right about that. I love him, man. From True Lies to Avatar 1, uh-huh. I love him.
What's your favorite part of True Lies? And I'm taking out the dance.
Well, shoot, let me find another one. I guess it's probably got to be the part where Tom Arnold hides behind a telephone pole and almost gets shot a bunch.
Yeah, that's great. That's great.
It's a funny little sight gag.
What if, and I'm just throwing this out there, I have a VHS of True Lies, commercial still intact, taped in 1998. So we're talking Wingmaster Pizza Hut commercial. We're talking two for me, none for you. You uh-huh. and me, we get on VR, and you sit next to me in VR, and we watch the commercials in the movie
together.
I would
do it in VR. I don't ever want to meet you in real life, but I would meet you over VR.
Or there's no way we could if you're still in Louisville, Kentucky.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to disclose my location, but what is your handle? What's your screen name?
Okay. I'm not on VR.
You know. Okay, well, what if we got you one? What would your screen name be?
Can we type in my name and see if it works? It's at Basil. Basil Schoiman. Schoiman, as in woman at the end, as in the last letter, woman.
Yeah, I'm familiar. Okay. At Basil Schoiman. Yeah, we can get that. Wow. You know what, Basil? I don't usually do this, but I'm going to send you... It's our cheapest model, but I'm going to send you a free version of our cheapest model of Oculus.
That's fine. That's fine.
Okay, great.
That's awesome.
Okay, great. Well, I'm going to reserve that name for you right now.
Are you kidding?
I'm going to send you one. You just got to give me your address.
Yeah, you ready? Whenever you're ready.
Okay.
400.
Mm-hmm.
And 32.
Okay.
North.
Is this a real address?
Yes.
Okay. You know, Basil, because we've been talking a long time, and one of the first things I told you was I do not do prank calls, and I realized that we've been on this call for longer than I've ever been on a support call, and now the address is not sounding very real.
No.
What's the address?
I'll finish.
432.
432. North?
Uh-huh.
O-R-E?
O-R-E.
G-A?
G-A.
N O
N-O.
F-R-I-E-N-D-S.
Oregano friends. Fuck you.
And fuck you, fuck oregano. You
who is this? No friends. This isn't really basil, is
you
this?
Got no
How
friends.
Did you find me?
It's your dad. You got no friends.
What? What? Time? Fuck you, time. Fuck you, time. You gave me oregano and now you're fighting with
it's
me.
Like
you're
a pranking boy, me. It's like a boy named Sue. I gave you this name to be as tough as me, oregano.
Oh, my God.
And I prank you for the same reason.
I will burn you with the sauce next time I'm home, Dad. I swear to God.
You won't do
it. You just wasted a whole 30 minutes of my life.
Well, if you called me, I wouldn't have to do it. I wouldn't
well,
have
I
to
Well, I thought
do it.
I was meeting a friend.
Well, maybe there's been a friend in the same two rooms over from you this
Fuck
whole time.
Fuck you. I don't want to live here anymore. I don't want to live in the house with you anymore.
Okay. All right. We'll try to find somewhere else where you only have to pay $450 a month for a bedroom, a shower, and for all access to all food.
Dad, we got to stop doing this, man. We got to stop doing this.
And what would we do instead?
I don't know. Have a relationship?
Okay. Okay. Well, you want to talk to your mother?
Fuck you. I gotta go. And scene.
And wasn't that a little scene?
Oh, my God, folks. I'll tell you what, Dan. It has been a lot of fun doing these two manjas lately.
These two manjas have been nice. Thanks for being.
And, folks, if you're listening, these are for you. These are for our patrons. We don't send this out to anybody. You know what I mean? This is not. I didn't even put on makeup today. This is just the real raw me sitting here. I don't have any pit stains because I've, you know, but you could have seen them.
I'm close.
You know what I mean?
But yeah, this is,
we're
we
close.
Didn't get
we're
in the makeup
there.
Chair. We didn't spend our 2 hours prepping. I didn't shower before this.
This is real and raw. This is raw.
Hey, thanks for being such a great voice of reason. That was a fun episode, Ryan.
Oh, so fun, Dan. Always hilarious doing comedy with you. And everybody listening, thank you so much. And the thanks just keep going to our buddies, Hannah, Brian, Casey, and of course, Annie, for all the help in making the show look, sound, and feel so dang good. Dan, my biggest thanks goes to you.
Oh my gosh, and my biggest thanks to you. I had a blast today. Thanks again for the place.
What, of course, of course. Heal up, get better, and I will see you soon, my man.
Bye-bye.
Bye.